13 years on the street by choice. To be able to travel this world without baggage and measure one's wealth using time, not money, as the marker of success.
But what would you like to know?
Well, I guess what my question is what made you invite someone into your world that perhaps wouldn't get a glimpse otherwise?
Why would I participate tonight?
Yeah.
Very few people get a chance to actually build a bridge between two cultures like that. And I have the opportunity to bridge the two cultures. I'd like to be understood. I'd like a chance to at least represent myself, mm-hmm. as opposed to just being stereotyped.
And how long have you been on the streets for?
Darn fine question. Let me do some quick math, and we'll say about 12 or 13 years.
12 or 13 years, and just in Winnipeg?
No. I am across Canada, in the Northwest in the States.
And are you from Canada? Or?
I was born and raised in Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah.
I grew up in Barrie.
There you go. Right next door.
Yeah, yikes.
I freaking lived in BC for close to 10 years. I lived in California for a year.
Cars. Driving.
Lived here off and on for a couple years, and not always on the street. Had a job and all that stuff.
So you had a job prior?
I could get off the street anytime I want. I chose to be here. Yeah. I'm not a victim.
And why do you choose to be here?
It's a little more real. It's a little more now. It gives me a chance to actually fully experience my life as opposed to maybe getting my weekends. And gives me a chance to do what I want to do, which is meet people. As opposed to working for 50 hours a week so that I could try to burn it all off on Friday night and Saturday and recover by Sunday so I could do it again Monday. And when I'm 55, maybe I can get a motorhome and go to Florida. No. I'm going to travel now. I'm going to do what I can while I can. And when I'm old enough that I can't do those things anymore, then I'll settle down and do something else. But while I've still got 2 feet in a heartbeat, I'm walking. I'm doing it. Numerous occasions, people have pulled over when I've been hitchhiking. Mm-hmm. And have not only offered me a ride, but made sure that my tummy was full. And sometimes offered me a place to stay. I've had people invite me into their homes. And that always stands out. The person who stops and talks to me for 10 minutes and drops a quarter in my hat stands out more than the person who gives me a 20. I mean, somebody that actually can afford to give me their time. Time's money. Time's real money. It's the only money I have. I don't have money in my pocket, but I have time. That's what I invest in. When people give me their time, that's what stands out for me. When people actually stop and actually give a rat's ass and they want to talk to me and I have an opinion and they actually want to hear it, even if it's just for that minute, that's what always stands out.
Have you seen a lot of young kids that you thought weren't there for the right reasons?
Absolutely, all the time. Back in the old days, back in the 90s, early 90s, late 80s, way, way back. I mean, I've heard stories of plus where I was and what I've taken part in. We used to actually get brand new kids who would come out onto the street, and the older kids that were out there would terrorize them, would take their money, would make their lives on the street really hellish, mm-hmm. and scare them back home because they had homes, and we didn't. And at that point, we didn't, and we couldn't go back, and why shouldn't these kids? Like, we knew they could do something else. They didn't have to be where we were. And more than once, 2 times that really stand out, I've had parents come back and say, thank you. Thanks for scaring my kid. Thanks for showing them what it was really like. Thanks for not glorifying it. Because it's not fun. It's not always fun out here. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't always panhandle. Sometimes I work when I can, but it's not fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was out there with the press tonight. I couldn't make a damn dime trying to get money for coffee. Yeah. Like, a couple hours. Mm-hmm. It sucks. It's not fun.
No.
But there are good people.
Yeah, I could tell, like, you guys have there's a lot of close-knit relationships.
We try to look after each other. I don't necessarily know these guys that well. I don't necessarily know him that well. But if either of us saw the other one in a situation on the street and assistance was required, it wouldn't even be thought about. It would just, you're a part of the community and it's on. It would happen.
Mm-hmm. Homeless by choice, for now anyway. That interview was recorded by Winnipeg independent filmmaker Shelley Anthus during the Hard Night Out from Dusk Till Dawn. For CJUM in Winnipeg, I'm Liz Clayton.